the counterfeit. You know, one thing that I found out about counterfeit Christianity, which is rampant all over the place, by the way, is that it is imperative that we learn to identify the genuine faith that God wants us to follow. Why is there all these different denominations and all these different types of churches? That just seems like complete confusion to somebody who's looking for the right answer and who is looking for the truth. They do not know where to go to. That was part of my dilemma when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And you know, it just kept me from looking any further. The thing is that it never occurred to me to study the scriptures for myself and to actually become an honest seeker of truth. I would use this confusion as an excuse to not go visit different church services until I found God. I didn't realize that God was the one that was drawing me into the light. Part of my testimony was that even though I didn't get into a church service, God still came after me and He found me. The bottom line is that I still had to learn how to identify what was real and what was counterfeit. I heard a long time ago that counterfeit experts don't actually study the counterfeits to be able to identify them. Instead, they study the genuine articles of currency. They know every little line, every little crevice, and they know every little watermark. They know everything that identifies it as genuine. That way, when they see a counterfeit, they can automatically recognize that something is missing, or something's out of place, or something does not belong there. Now I have a personal question for you. Are you going to trust your eternal destiny to another man, even if he calls himself father, priest, pastor, or even doctor? What if he's wrong? What if he's deceived because he took a wrong path somewhere along the line and God has not been able to get him corrected yet? I am not at all saying that there are not real men of God you can trust. I know plenty of real pastors, teachers, and evangelist types. But how will you ever know if they have the genuine or the counterfeit faith unless you learn to identify it yourself? There are plenty of examples of this happening to God's people in Scripture and in history. We also have ample warnings from Jesus, Paul, Peter, and other men of God that were used to compose the New and Old Testaments. These warnings are about many false prophets and false teachers, deceiving spirits in the last days, wolves that come to kill the sheep, shepherds who feed only themselves, and those who make merchandise of God's people, prophets who fortune tell for money, and teachers who teach for money, and men that are not like the good shepherd, but who are hirelings, and it's just a job to them, and much, much more. These warnings are especially for the last days in which we live now. We have to know how to identify what is genuine from a pure heart. And are we just going to neglect these realities and hope that somehow everything's going to work out fine? Entire nations have been deceived before in such ways, only to find out later that someone was lying to them and it was too late to do anything about it. Some of us will spend our entire savings and go $50,000 to $100,000 in debt to get a 4 or 5 year college degree so we can get a job. How much more important is it for us to actually study the scriptures and find out about these types of eternal realities that were established long before we were ever born? Like, for example, what does God intend the Holy Spirit to be in our lives? Who does God want us learning from? What does the death and resurrection of Christ really mean to us? And what are His requirements on our lives? Do we really belong to ourselves, or do we belong to the one who purchased us with His blood? I hear so many times from well-meaning people that they don't believe God would let such bad things happen to them. What I say is that He does not want such things to happen to us, and that is why He warns us in Scripture, and He also sends people to warn us as well. He has done His part, If we miss out on eternal realities, it's only through our own neglect and arrogance. It is because we did not have an obedient ear when he called out to us. I promise you that if you study the scriptures prayerfully with an open heart, you will find out that everything I'm telling you is true. If you will spend time going through the things on this site, I'm sure you will have a better understanding of some of the most important realities you will ever encounter. You won't ever catch us asking for money or donations to help support this publication. I got my own convictions about that, but that's another topic altogether. Our prayer is that you start your journey and come to know the Lord. Find a church, find a pastor and other Christians who are actively learning from and following Jesus who can help you on this path. And for you to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit who will teach you and guide you into all truth. There is a famous Bible verse that almost everyone in this country knows by heart. That's John 3:16. Did you know the following verses, starting in verse 19, really give an example of why people will be judged? Verses 19 through 21 says this. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and he will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. You see, when God starts using this type of testimony to draw you, it requires that we start coming into the light. One way to look at it, is this. If God sent a solution for sin and death into the world, we should be inclined to draw close to it. But if we recoil from the light in fear, it only shows that we don't want our deeds to be exposed as evil. There's enough light on this website to get somebody a really good start on their journey into the light, but it's your choice whether you explore it or not. One way to look at it is this. It's no big secret that we're prone to sin and evil things. But see, God is so smart, he can talk us out of doing things our way. That's part of coming into the light. And here's another scripture I want to share. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That is a verse where God is giving an invitation for us to reason together with him so that he can wash our sins white as snow. You see, God knows that if we come into the light of his presence, his word, and the fellowship of his true people, that we will become born again and partake of his very nature. But if we do not, we will continue on our path that will ultimately lead to eternal death. Are we going to stick around and let God reason with us? Or will we go on in our sins at the expense of his son Jesus? Thanks for taking the time to read or listen to this. You can check this site often for new things we're working on now that will be available soon. Thank you very much.